This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. I-25 is closed between Colorado Springs and Castle Rock because of blizzard conditions. State Patrol says the wind and snow are making it too dangerous for travel. An El Paso County man in his 60s became Colorado's third death from COVID-19. Officials say he had contact with a woman in her 80s who was Colorado's first death from the novel coronavirus last week. It's not clear how the pair came in contact with each other. The second death was a Weld County man in his 70s. 11 people in El Paso County and more than 200 statewide have been diagnosed with COVID-19. The state's agriculture industry is feeling the financial effects of the new coronavirus, and that could last for several months. Steve Wooten of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association says many ranchers have seen record drops in sales lately.
When you're living in margins of 2-3% per year, and you see a 20% change in 2 weeks, that's pretty hard.
Wooten says farmers who grow wheat, corn, soybeans, and other crops are also impacted. He says some businesses have seen long-term contracts canceled. Colorado's congressional delegation is trying to make sure the state gets its share of the medical supplies the federal government is releasing from its military stockpile. Congressman Joe Neguse wants the state to be allowed to tap into another stockpile.
There's also a national stockpile managed by the Health and Human Services Department. The entire delegation sent a letter to Secretary Azar imploring him to also facilitate a release to Colorado.
Neguse says a first emergency supplemental bill will help produce and deliver supplies like masks at a slower pace than Congress had hoped. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Training Center is closing for at least 30 days to adhere to the governor's coronavirus restrictions. Residents training in-house will be allowed to continue living in the Colorado Springs facility. The closing comes 4 months before the Tokyo Games are set to begin. It is currently very heavy snow in the Denver area, around 31 degrees, 47 and mostly cloudy in Grand Junction. It's 46 and overcast, also windy in Pueblo, 33 and cloudy for Vail. This is CPR News.